Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Vicki Sherman, past president of the 99's, lead FAST Team representative from DeLand, Florida, who is today's host.
Welcome. I'm Vicki Sherman, and I'm here at the FAA Studio Productions at the National Resource Center here at Lakeland Airport. I hope you can hear us because we have a perfect setting in the background. A lot of activities going on out here, and you folks out there, if you haven't been out here during our Sun and Fun events, you need to come out and see what's going on. It's a spectacular events going on. But at this time, we have some very wonderful and professional people here to introduce to you. And at this time, I'd like to introduce Ken Spivey, who's the Southern Region FAST Team Program Manager. And he's here to present the FAA Great Southern Regional General Aviation Award winners.
Good evening, everybody. And thank you for joining us for this. I tell you what. It is great and wonderful to be here at Sun and Fun 2010, along with our award recipients. You know what makes this event great is not just all the participants that we have, but the participants that we have that are volunteers for aviation safety. And that's what we have here today. And so without them, we are non-existent. And that's just the truth of it. There's a lot of people behind the camera here today, a lot of people that made all of this possible. And I just want to mention a few of them, which is EAA, Sun and Fun Incorporated, along with the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAST Team, the regional FAST Team members, and each one of our FAST Team program managers throughout the region. This is truly a collaboration between industry and the FAA. So we have two of our award winners this morning. We had two that were missing in action, but we finally found them. That's wonderful. Got through the traffic here at Sun and Fun, so they're learning the ropes around here now. So this is going to be a great opportunity. So what I want to do first is introduce you to Clayton Thomas Kaysens. Did I get that right?
Got it right.
All right. I'm great. Okay. So Mr. Kaysens, or I'm going to call you Clayton. Clayton is the regional award recipient for Avionics Technician of the Year. So the way this happens is that on a local level throughout the southern region, we have individuals that make application or nominated by their fellow avionics technicians or their fellow CFIs and for these awards, and they're awarded at the local level. Then we have a committee that comes and they judge these people at the regional level. So we're able to do that, and then they become our regional award winners, and they're invited down here to Sun and Fun. So this is just one of the many events that they get to come to and have here today. All right, Clayton. So are you ready, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Well, here comes the noise, too. All right. I want to congratulate you first on being the 2010 recipient of Avionics Technician of the Year for the Southern Region.
That was good timing.
That was great timing. And we had the Thunderbirds fly just for you. So there you go. All right. That's the sound of freedom. I love that. Here we go again.
Here we go again. What Sun and Fun is all about.
That's right. All right, when I looked through your package and I looked at all the things that you've done, what I really noticed is that you've been all over the United States, including Hawaii, Seattle, and then you end up down in Pensacola. And I'll have to admit, I probably had some avionics work done before on my airplane there with you. So you started with avionics at 12 years of age, is that correct?
Started off in electronics at 12 years of age.
Electronics. All right, so what's the difference between electronics and avionics from a pilot that's asking?
Well, the electronic side of it is TVs, radio, like ham radio.
All right, I've got that. I hope everybody else can hear that. But yeah, I heard it. Okay. I'm going to say this real fast before the Thunderbirds come back around. Clayton enlisted in the U.S. Navy 2 days after graduation, completing his basic training in basic electricity and electronics at the Naval Training Center in San Diego, California. He completed the Electronics Technician A School of Great Lakes Naval Training Center and Cryogenic Technician Technician Maintenance. A School at the Naval Technical Training Center in Corry Station, Pensacola, Florida. He went to complete the ANWR-6. Okay, so what is it, ANWR-6?
It's a countermeasure set that we use on board submarines.
Of course. Okay.
We all learn something, and we're learning it here at Sun and Fun.
That's what I love. But, yeah, I had to ask those questions. All right, so Clayton's first flight at 5 years old at the Boeing Field in Seattle. He flew with a friend in Hawaii and got the flying bug. Clayton started his flying lessons at the Boeing Field in 1982 and earned his private pilot's license in 1983 at Ferguson Airport in Pensacola, Florida, where he started working for the line at Ferguson Flying School and moved into the one-man avionics shop. Being a one-man shop, he was responsible for bench repair, new equipment sales and installations, aircraft systems, troubleshooting, and managing the repair station. After 18 months, he became the chief inspector. With the FAA's help, he's learned the avionics business through the School of Hard Knocks. Okay, so what School of Hard Knocks with the FAA? Because I was just talking about partnership and collaboration.
So when you really don't understand everything you're supposed to do, they'll set you straight.
Okay, we set you straight. That's great, I love it. Clayton was an aviation instructor for Pensacola and Aerotech Pensacola Junior College. He procured the equipment, training aids, and developed the course curriculum for avionics program. He was also the airframe instructor of the FAA approved in Part 147 Airframe Power Plant School. He obtained his airframe license in 1988. He started Mid-Gulf Avionics at Pensacola Regional Airport in 1993. He also began working for the Beach Aerospace Services, Inc., an avionics line technician in the Navy T-34C. Then you started Blue Angel Aviation in June of 1995. So I'm taking it that you're still in business because I see it there on your shirt.
It's been another School of Hard Knocks, but yeah, we're still there.
Okay, School of Hard Knocks. So, all right. So now to get to the real serious part. And again, this is what I want everybody to understand. Without your professionalism, without the way that you have gone about your business, working in collaboration with the FAA, setting the standards for others to follow, it is with great pride and pleasure that I want to present you with the award for 2010 Avionics Technician of the Year. There you go. So go ahead, turn around to the camera. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. At this time, what I want to do, I haven't forgot about you. I'll be right back. Okay. At this time, what I want to do is I want to turn this over to my division manager, the Southern Region Division Manager, Mr. Thomas Winston. Thomas wants to make a presentation. He's come all the way down here from Atlanta. So here we go, Thomas.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ken. Well, Clayton, it brings me great pleasure to present you a little memento here for being recognized as that expert avionics person and setting the example. Being avionics myself, I know that it's a complex and challenging field to be in. So with that, I would like to present this to you and thank you very much for all your support and everything with the FAA.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Again, congratulations.
Thomas. Yes, absolutely. Go ahead. Show everybody what
All right,
Stogies. Stogies. You wish. All right. Again, thank you very much. Okay, Michael, I want to introduce to you Michael Grant. Actually, it's Michael G.O. Grant. So I got to ask, what's the G.O. for, besides go?
It's my middle name, Gary Oliver Grant.
Gary Oliver Grant. I love it all. Okay, so where Mr. Thomas was brought up through the avionics side, this is so fitting. And he's able to be here today and be able to give Clayton the pin set. And here I grew up being a CFI, so I'm here, and I'll be able to give you your award as well. So this is great. You have been selected as the Southern Region 2010 CFI of the Year. You know, you think about that the Southern Region has the responsibility of 20% of all airmen get their certificates here in Florida. So you think about all the instructors that take, and you came out on top. That is terrific. That is really terrific. So let's go through your stuff here. You enrolled at Florida Institute of Technology in 1999. You took flight training parallel to your undergraduate studies. You continued to expand on your private pilot's license and work toward your goal of becoming a certified flight instructor. After graduating with a Bachelor of Science degree in Aviation Management, you became an employee of FIT Aviation, and you also re-enrolled in the university, engaging in Airport Development and Management graduate program. That's outstanding. Now, are you paying your way through your graduate program, or are you like maybe my son, who I'm paying his way through graduate program? I just like to know.
It's a significant benefit of working with FIT Aviation is that they actually go ahead and pay for me to actually go and get educated just beyond my bachelor's degree. So I'm very happy with that.
Oh, that is terrific. That's terrific. All right, so you marked your fifth year commitment and accomplishments in 2009 with FIT Aviation and elevated yourself within the company. You've taken on roles such as Assistant Chief Flight Instructor, Retail and International Program Manager, and responsible for several training of students under several contracts. Your instruction capacity also includes CFI, CFIII, MEI. You're also responsible for the supervisors of flight. You graduated from Florida Tech in 2010, and also you commenced your JAA license conversion in October of 2009. It is with great pride and pleasure that I have today that your professionalism, your experience is very essential in developing the safest transportation system in the world. You are at the heart of it. You are at the grassroots of it. The way that you teach people follows them and their lessons that they learn throughout their life and their career. So you are the one that is responsible for that, and you have set the standard. And I am so pleased to be here today to be able to award you as the 2010 Certified Flight Instructor of the Year for the Southern Region. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And again, I'm going to turn this right over to Thomas Winston, our division manager, so he can say some words to you. Here we go.
Tom, come on over here.
Okay.
I'll take that mic. Just All go right. ahead and go around me, please.
All right.
Okay. Go ahead.
Navigate this. Well, Mike, I'll tell you, as a CFI, we kind of see the CFIs as the heart of putting the integrity and the safety within training our pilot community. Because if they don't get it right at the level they're at there when you're teaching them, then their whole careers, they won't have it right. We feel that in the FAA that we put our greatest emphasis on what the CFIs are actually doing and making sure that that you guys turn out a quality product. By your resume and your bio there, it seems like you have your heart in it and love your job. So I want to congratulate you for a job well done, seriously. And I do have a little memento here for you. And again, it was like with Clayton, but it's just something to thank you for your great work and the support of the FAST team and everything else. And that's from both of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Mr. Spivey, I do think it's very appropriate that his middle initials is G-O, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Go. I couldn't have done it better. I was like, I ran across a guy the other day. He says, what's your last name, Roger? He says, what's your first name, Buck? Buck Rogers. He says, yeah, my mother and father had a great sense of humor. So what a great name. But I tell you what, again, I want to say one more thing. It's because of y'all's dedication. Because of the dedication we have of our volunteers, all of the volunteers behind the camera, the National Aviation Safety Foundation, and the production studios,
thank y'all so very much for allowing us up here on the rooftop to make these presentations and awards. I'm going to give it back to you, Vicki.
Well, thank you, Ken. And again, it's all about safety, and we want you to go out there as mentors to the public and go out there and show them what it's all about, because it's you people that really make the program work. And if any of you out there that are attending Sun and Fun right now, if you see them walking down the aisles or the vendors or whatever, please stop and talk to them and find out what it's all about, the program, because it's all about safety and promoting aviation.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.